This is a quick update with Sister Spade, some of the top headlines. The European Union spokesperson, Peter Starnow, has said that all European Union members are obligated to execute the arrest warrant for Netanyahu and Gallant by the ICC. Let's see who's going to travel to Europe for New Year's Eve. US Senator Tom Cotton has threatened military action against the International Criminal Court if they go ahead with the arrest warrant for Netanyahu and Gallant. The Zionist Republican and Trump ally cited the Hague Invasion Act. This act gives permission for military action to free any American or ally detained by the ICC. Now that's a rogue regime if ever I saw one. A ceasefire was imposed on the Zionist regime by Lebanon thanks to a year-long resistance by the Hezbollah. And then, of course, the Zionist regime broke the ceasefire, but that was expected too. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has said that the Palestine cause is the most just cause of the entire world. He also said that the Palestine cause is a cause that unites humanity. He also said that Venezuela will continue to support Palestine and its cause. Sounds like a global coalition is starting to take shape. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has said that the arrest warrant of Netanyahu and Gallant is not enough. He said that Netanyahu and Gallant deserve capital punishment for the massive crimes against humanity that they have committed. Who can argue with that? This was a quick update with Sister Spade, wherever you are.